Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Well, good morning to you. Happy 1st of May. Happy summertime.
Yeah, I always wonder about that argument though, because isn't there some people that would say it's not May included in it? No, it's definitely May. On the like calendar.
Look up your science.
Yeah, I just don't think it's not screaming May to me out there this morning.
Well,
you know?
It's eight better degrees than the last 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. The temperatures need to catch up. Anyway, a couple of things to update you on. One, we've got a suspicious smell in our studio.
There is a suspicious smell.
And we're wondering, is there any smelling experts out there? Because Niall thinks it's one thing. I personally think it smells like
feet.
I
think it's maybe spilt milk.
No, I think it smells like feet. But if there's anybody in the area of smelling and is proficient in that and would like to delve deeper into it, like, it's very hard. What do we do? Like, what do we do? It's only in one spot, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
So
it's gonna bang for the morning though.
Yeah,
I feel.
Yeah. There's a real bang off now anyway. And then the other thing I wanted to speak to you about very quickly is, do you think there are two types of people in the world? There are the types. You'll have to roll.
Yeah,
roll her back. We're not done yet. We're only getting started. Do you think there are two types of people? There are the people that sleep through the night, and then there's me who gets up every single night to go to the bathroom. Like, even though I stop drinking liquids like 5-6 o'clock latest, I still have to get up. Like this morning at whatever 3 o'clock, I was sitting on the loo going, this is so grim. Like, I wish I could get through a night.
Maybe we'll get an adult nappy or something.
I don't want a nappy. I'm just wondering, are there other people that like have this as an affliction like me, you know? Or am I living on my own, you know?
Yeah, it wouldn't be every night for me, but
every
some nights.
Every single night I'm saying hello to the bathroom. Good morning to you. Anyway.
Morning. Right, on the way this morning, we've got another round of Beat the Bomb. We've got a dilemma we need your help with. And we've got your Keen to Crow tickets. And I'm feeling we might do an early vibe on the Keen to Crow tickets. Reward the earlies.
Get up, get at them.
It's all on the way between now and 10. And you can talk to us on 085 102 9103. Good morning to you.
So on the back of me mentioning the Married at First Sight Australian version, which I was late to the trend on, nobody messaged in. Thanks for your support this morning. I'm sure
that battle is sorted then, isn't it? That battle is well and truly over. Over, man.
End of battle. Yeah. A Married at First Sight Australia star. Her name is Claire Verrill, and she was on the 2016 Australian series. Oh. And she... What?
Big star then. 8 years ago on an international version.
I am telling you, right? If you watch the show, they become so famous over there because it's crazy. Like, this show is crazy. I know nobody's texting for it. It's crazy.
No, I know what the Australian, all the Australian reality TV is just at another level to what we're used to over here.
They don't care. Mm. Anyway, she loves Taylor Swift and she got a Taylor Swift inspired tattoo, but it was a bit of an epic fail, right? So she revealed that she wanted the lyric. You can say it out there.
Well, it's Feck the Patriot. Patriarchy, right, but with the ruder version of Feck.
Yeah. Okay. From the All Too Well track on her back, right? And she showed off the results of her inking, but she was left mortified and she discovered that we've spoken about this on the show, it can happen. It was actually spelt wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. She said, I can't spell. I then sent a picture of my tattoo to family and my sister asks what patriarchy is. They made the T and I.
That's so embarrassing.
So my tat said...
Feck the patriarchy.
Feck the patriarchy. She said, my mum then wrote, spelling was never your forte, darling. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Spelling was never your forte, darling.
Well, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it was okay. She was able to visit. The good news is she was able to visit another tattoo artist. And obviously, it wasn't like a massive mistake. So you were able
to
make
change
the
an I to a T.
Yeah.
So she was very lucky it wasn't an X or a Q or something.
Yeah, so she got it fixed. And now she has the correct spelling of patriarchy on her back, inspired by her favourite pop star, obviously, Taylor Swift.
Interesting.
Would you get like, obviously, you're a tat
I'm
man.
Tatted now.
You're
tatted
the tat
now.
You're inked, man.
Yeah.
Show me your ink.
Look at that.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Can't wait to get that out during
the summer.
Get it out.
Get a bit of tan on
the arms. I'll be walking around just like this. Arms in the air. Hey, everybody.
Maybe don't walk down the street doing that gesture. Yeah.
So would I get a tattoo of my favorite artist? My favorite artist being Kylie, of course. I think I would. Well, I think it'd be lovely for Electric Picnic for me to be up the front and giving a little wave for maybe the other arm. But what would I get is the question, because I wouldn't be somebody to get like a face or anything like that. So it'd have to be either a quote from a lyric.
Better the devil you know.
Too long.
Spinning
I've
around.
I've only got thin arms. Little skinny arms.
Spinning around.
Yeah, or maybe if you remember back in the day, she had iconic jewellery which just had a K on it.
Yeah.
There was a knuckle duster type ring that she had in the In Your Eyes video.
Yes, I know the one. It was kind of big gold
thing.
Big K. Yeah, yeah.
So maybe a big K on my arm for when I see her at the picnic.
Okay. So you'd have like the... I have cats
on one arm and Kylie on the other. And
that's
my life summed up.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Wake up. Okay, who are we chatting to?
We are chatting to Emer this morning.
Good morning, Emer. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you both?
We're very good. We're very good. Now, you had an unusual one. Go on, talk to us. What did you get up to?
I must have been probably about 9 or thereabouts, 8 or 9. And one of my friends and I, like our houses were right beside each other, but so there was a long driveway between them. Right. And we used to get on our bikes and pretend our bikes were horses. And there were days like we would be like baddies, we'd be good cop, bad cop. We'd be running away, we'd do everything. And I remember like my older sister went to Disneyland with school and brought me home like a Jasmine outfit. Oh. And like I was Princess Jasmine on my magic carpet and everything, but like it was on the bike, like
I love that.
The imagination of children is just brilliant.
You believe.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. No, we used to have right crack, and like his younger brother was only about 3 and he was stuck to, you know, the TV and stuff like that, whereas the two of us were out in the tree, like on the bikes, doing the whole lot.
Good times. Yeah. Good times.
Amazing.
Emer, thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning. Travel mug is yours, son, all right?
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day,
Mrs.
Talking about the bikes there. I think the bikes were, I had, my granddad got me a little, it was like a little siren. So I used to patrol the neighbourhood with my siren on as the young little cop. Killian, you told us yesterday you did bike stuff as well, didn't
you? Yeah, we had a game called Town where it was just in our estate. And to be fair, we had loads of kind of young kids our age, so yeah. It was great. So like I had a load of brothers and we had go-karts with trailers, so they were the lorry drivers. Then my friend had a blue bike, she was the cop, and she used to go around Anna going pull over. I owned the restaurant, someone else owned the Home and Away cafe, the diner, and then we used to use like leaves as currency and it'd be great. Yeah, we'd have someone, I think Laura, our next door neighbour, had the till.
Yes.
The fake till. So we used to use the leaves as currency.
And when you said the thing about the leaves, I remembered that I ran a perfume shop in my back garden, and the perfume shop was all homemade perfume. We used to just get like flower petals and you'd put them in water and you'd like keep stirring them, and then you'd be like, can you smell anything? Yeah, it smells beautiful. Like you couldn't really smell it, but no. We were like, oh, we'll sell that. And then we like had different stands, so you'd like have your rose perfume, you'd have your tulip. Yeah, yeah.
My mother would have to spend money.
I know, and my mom had such a lovely garden. I destroyed it.
Okay, this you might need to sit down for this one. Show there's a bit in this, right? Jack was on to us. He says myself and the cousins used to play. I can't mention the name because it's a rude word, but okay, it's kind of like shite wars. Let's call it. There was a field in the back full of cows. You get a good stick, preferably long, and you fling cow dung at each other. The dirtiest t-shirt, both won and lost for obvious reasons. The final game happened when the younger cousin slipped in a large pile and landed on his back. I started laughing and I received a dung missile to the open mouth. I spent the next week thinking I was going to go blind. His white t-shirt was hung from a tree to commemorate the victory. Meanwhile, the girls were playing mammies and daddies.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I didn't grow up in a farm around the country. I wouldn't have been able
to play a game called sandwiches on our bikes. You had to crash into each other, and if you put your feet down or fell off, you were out.
So cruel.
I know. Love it. Casey was on when my mum was younger. Her and her siblings would get into suitcases and throw each other off the top bunk and get inside duvet covers and slide up and down the hall. We don't encourage that, young ones. We don't encourage that. Let's take something a little bit safer. Tessie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Oh, good. And I don't know if this is safer, is it?
No, it is. It is. Okay. Yeah, no, it is. Like you, I mean, we're talking about all these kind of mad games people are playing. For a lot of people, it was just playing ball on the green was the main thing, wasn't it, Tessie?
Yes, it was. We played in a field near our house. Yeah.
Okay.
So I had brothers.
I had a few brothers and a few neighbours, and they'd come, but I got to play. I was one of the, probably the only girl. There might have been another girl. I don't know if she got to the privilege of doing what I'd done, but I was the goalpost.
So, yeah.
Which was great.
Better than a jumper.
I got me in a jumper.
Better than
me in a jumper.
Yeah. And
well, the other one was a jumper, yeah. The other side was a jumper.
She's so. Only owned one jumper.
One of you one and then one jumper. And how did it go for you? Like, what did you... Yeah.
Were they long?
Yeah, well, I just stood there. Like, sometimes you had to be the goalpost as well, or the goalkeeper as well. But, like, if the goalkeeper went out, I had to be the goalpost and the goalkeeper.
And
but, yeah,
you,
I got there.
Were you okay with this? But were you okay?
Yeah, I got to play.
Yeah,
of course.
Playing, just standing there.
Well, it was better than carrying. Sometimes they used to convince me to, the sisters carried home their school bags from school. So that time I had to do that too.
But that old trick. That
old
joys of brothers. Yeah. Times have changed.
Yeah.
Independent women.
Thanks so much.
Independent women.
Have a great day, Tessie. Thanks, Shandos.
Bye, okay, Mrs. Bye. Bye. Bye.
All right, it's day 28. It's Beat Breakfast, and we need your help with the Daily Dilemma next.
Get up! Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up. Wake up with your mates. Niall and Show.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Okay, so... It was Friday. I was on the couch. I was living my best life. I'd finished a week of work and I was on Twitter. And I don't go on Twitter very often, Niall. I'm not a big lover of Twitter. Anyway, saw this tweet and it was about changing film quotes to make them... This tweet was about being British, but I wanted to make it Irish, right? So okay. I put it into the group the other night. I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious.
And everyone says, give us a break, show. It's Friday evening.
It's Friday. Go away. Actually, you didn't say anything.
I was in a cab on my way to town.
You just blanked me. Yeah. You just left me on red. Anyway, the one that I saw was Life's Like a Box of Chocolates, obviously from Forrest Gump, and I put in Life's Like a Box of Potato if it was set in Ireland, right? Do you want
some
more?
You were delighted with yourself.
I was delighted. Right, Notting Hill. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to shift her.
Okay.
Okay. Apollo 13, Court Town, we have a problem.
That's quite good. I'll give you that
okay.
one.
Okay. All right, you go. Have you got any?
The one that I saw and that I really like is The Terminator. You know, I'll be back, right?
Yeah.
But it's, I'll be back, but give us a ring later when you're free or tell your mother to drop it over when she's passing. You know,
that
that's
is
very
so
Irish.
Funny. Okay, do you want some more from me? Yeah,
go
you
on.
Do. Okay, nobody puts Jimmy in the corner.
I'm getting joy out of how much joy you're getting out of this.
You had me at, how are you?
How are you?
Yeah. Go on, give me some more. Maybe
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Carlo anymore.
Yes! Or you could change that to Bagnallstown.
Yeah,
that'd be
absolutely.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So you get the gist of what we're doing here. You take a well-known movie quote and then you just make it Irish in whatever way you can.
Yeah, yeah, come on. Like, be creative this morning. I feel like there's so much in this that... is going to give us joy on a Monday morning. Killian, have you got any over in the news studio there? Coming live from news studio.
I've got the, you know, Harry Potter is like, you're a wizard, Harry.
Yeah, you're
like,
a wizard, Harry.
It's not like, you're playing county, Harry.
Yes. That is what I'm talking about.
085-102-9103. Slightly change a film quote to make it very Irish. That's your challenge this morning.
Please make me smile and laugh on a... Says it right there. Start your day laughing. Come on. Let's make us laugh. Let's get this going. Let's get this show on the road. Come on. It's Monday. We got to have a bit of laugh in our life. Come on.
You're tough going and it's only 7:15 on a Monday.
I'm not tough going. I'm going to rise the southeast this morning.
Okay. So what we're doing is we're trying to make film quotes just a bit more Irish. Okay. Mm. So we've had a few there. Say, Luke, I think I'm your dad. Me ma always told me that life's like a bag of tato.
Yeah, that was mine.
That was yours, yeah.
I've got some more
in
my back pocket.
Go
for
on
you,
then,
right? Okay, Dirty Dancing, I carried a watermelon. Irish version, I carried a sack of spuds.
How original.
And then Titanic, I'm the king of the world. I'm the king of the Dunbrody ship. Okay, just me.
Do we have a laugh track we can play?
A Friends episode where I constantly feel like I'm entertaining you. God, I'm getting nothing back here. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, you might have more luck there.
Claire, what have you got for us, darling? Where are you this morning?
I'm on my way to Bagnallstown to work.
Oh, do you know Killian?
I'm somewhere down. I don't.
We're not missing much.
Right, come on, you've got one for us. What movie is it, firstly?
Jerry Maguire.
Okay.
And it's Show Me the Choking Villa Rope.
Show me the chicken.
Instead of show me the money.
Yes, you got it. For getting behind it this morning and for being the first person to message in. Now they're coming in now, thick and fast, Claire, to be honest with you. But you were first. So we are giving you the Beat Breakfast travel mug this morning. Listen, have a great Monday and send us your details, all right?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, thanks so much.
Have a great week.
You're welcome, hon. Bye.
I read one more. Kathleen was on to us from Wexford and she's going to Titanic as well.
Okay,
and
love
she's
it.
Putting her spin, not just on a quote, but on the song, the theme tune.
Okay.
So Celine Dion, if it was an Irish movie, Titanic,
yeah.
My heart will go on, go on.
Go on.
I see what you did there.
That is brilliant. Gold. Come on now, people. Come on. We can keep this going. We could be here till 10 doing this.
Who are we chatting to show?
We are chatting to Jessie.
Hiya, Jessie. How's things?
Hi, guys.
Well, what
how are you this morning?
Good.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Brilliant.
Oh, go brilliant. On. Tell us more.
Just working all weekend.
Okay. But it was still okay. You didn't mind.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, you're behind this, Jessie. I love your enthusiasm. You've put a huge amount of work into this, so hit it with us.
So I have Titanic for Paint Me Like One of Your French Girls. Instead, change it to Paint Me Like One of Your Fingless Girls.
Brilliant. Okay.
And you have a Dirty Dancing line for us.
Yeah, and from Dirty Dancing then, instead of nobody puts baby in the corner, nobody puts my Bjorn in the corner.
Love it.
Very good.
That is what I'm talking about
this
morning.
Got the assignment.
Assignment, tick the box. You can go into Monday. You've smashed it, Jessie.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
And bye.
And one more from Keane. I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy. Asking him to turn off the immersion.
Yes. Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall. Calvin and Dua Lipa, it's One Kiss. Niall's show with you. Killian's here too. Will we do a little update on the overnight toilet situation? Killian, you missed this because you were out in the office, but basically I said it's an affliction. No matter what I do, I'm up every night in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. I'm not on my own. That's the good news this morning. Nicole, every night, twice a night show, you're not alone. The struggle of it all. PJ says the same. Every night, can't fight it, won't get back to sleep unless I go.
That's the worst, PJ. The worst is
you
when you wake
it.
Up at,
yeah.
let's say you get up at 6, right? And you wake up at 4:30 and you've got to go for a wee. And you're like, I'm just gonna hang on now. It's close enough now. It's going to hang on. But you won't go back asleep properly while you have that on your bladder.
Is full and you're just lying there going like, this is a losing battle. He said, I'd say in my lifetime, I've slept through the night a maximum of 5 times. No lie, terrible sleeper. Mm. I see, I'm actually a really good sleeper. It's just my bladder lets me down. Anyway, there you go. That's just a little update.
For your bladder update.
I just want
bladder
to
update. Also, sympathies to Catherine. It's lashing rain in Portlaoise at the moment.
I know. I feel really bad that we came on and we were like, it's the 1st of May. It's not raining.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll pass because there was a share when I was driving down earlier. Okay, talk to me.
Okay, right. We all have our own feels on celebs. Some we like, some we dislike. And that is absolutely your right as an individual, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But I saw on Twitter X over the weekend that people were having a conversation about their parents and their grandparents. And it really struck me because I think this is so true. Our parents, your mom, your dad, your granny, granddad, can take a dislike to celebrities and it can leave you scratching your head because you think these celebrities seem pretty sound.
Mm.
And the reasons for why they dislike some of these celebrities can be quite funny. So let me give you a couple of examples of what people were saying on Twitter to start with. Firstly, my mom, 70, has a weird hatred of Chris de Burgh. An entirely unfounded, unreasonable, but pure hatred. Like, will shiver at the mere mention of the name. Another girl called Katie says, Jamie Oliver and his massive, stupid, smug face. Also, my mother can't stand Helen Mirren. I don't know why. She just finds her irritating.
Oh, I love Helen Mirren.
So do I.
Yeah.
And somebody else says, my mom hates Ant and Dec. Why are there two of them, she says.
It's not possible. Like, I would like to sit down with anybody that says, because our friend told us yesterday, her mother-in-law doesn't like Ant and Dec. I would like to sit down with and ask you. I find them so like inoffensive. Like, yeah. How could you dislike?
Well, that mother says, "Why do they need two of them?" them.
Yeah, they're just the same person.
Yeah. And somebody else says, my mother turns off Amanda Holden at every opportunity.
I mean, move on. We'll give you that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, right, I always remember my granny, God rest her, she could not stand Mary McCallaghan. She wouldn't watch Mary McCallaghan on primetime or on the telly. And when I'd ask her why, she said, her eyes are too bulgy. Okay, that was her reasoning.
She just has big eyes.
She does have bulgy eyes. But like, I'm like, yeah, that's not a reason. That's because of her big brain, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So that is our question to this morning. I want to know, who does your mom or dad or maybe your granny irrationally dislike when it comes to celebrities, and why? And does it leave you just a bit puzzled or scratching your head as to what, like, they seem grand to you?
My granny had a terrible, irrational hatred to a man that, like, years ago would have been on the TV a lot more than he probably is now. Like, you'd see him a bit on social and he kind of breaks through, like, on funny stories, particularly during lockdown. I'm talking about Daniel O'Donnell.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel used to be on The Late Late a lot, and she could not, like, I mean, she would run for the remote control the minute he came on. She just couldn't. She was like, what are you all getting your knickers in a twist for over this fella? She just didn't understand how, and particularly because she was old as well, and it was like, yeah, it was,
she
like
was
the
meant
thing
to get him.
Yeah, it was like, why are you meant to throw your knickers at Daniel, like, isn't that? And she was like, what are you, like, what's wrong with you all? Yeah, she couldn't get it.
Killian, anything to report?
My mother hates Matty Healy. Okay. Despises him because I'm a big 1975 fan, so when I'm at home I'll have him on the kitchen. Now, she loves the music, she doesn't mind listening pot around the kitchen, but when he talks or when he eats the meat and stuff, she's like, that absolute idiot, I'll tell you, get him off. How are you following him? She said, you're wrong on the head.
You've probably just ruined him for her, because
probably I can understand why people don't like him when he talks, because he spurs utter beep
nonsense. So that's our question to you. Who do you, does your mum or dad or granny irrationally hate and dislike when it comes to celebrities, and why? 0851029103. We may do a travel mug for the best.
I was going to say, on this one, you kind of need to voice note us to give us the exact reason
and
why,
and
like,
anger,
and kind of like let it out this morning. Like, you know, every time my granny heard, oh, Daniel, wee Daniel, no, get the TV off.
0851029103. Now, we have asked some of the gang around the office, so let's see what they had to say.
My mother despised Jimmy Carr. Like, despised him. She said he used to look like a mannequin from a shop window on stage, and just absolutely despised him.
My granny used to despise Christy Burke. Christy Burke, I just called him. That's what she used to call him, Christy Burke. I don't know why, she just didn't like him.
So my dad is a massive Liverpool fan, but he absolutely hates Mo Salah. He just thinks that everyone thinks he's way better than he actually is, and he just gives out about him when he's watching every single Liverpool match.
My parents disliked Jedward a little bit because I was so obsessed with them, like, ridiculously obsessed.
Hey, we're Jedward.
So, and I don't think they understood why, where the obsession came from, so I think that made them dislike Jedward a little bit.
Poor Jedward. Started hanging out with Rebel Wilson this week. Okay, over to you on this one. Make us smile. Who does your mum or dad or granny irrationally dislike this morning? Let's start. Lisa, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. How are you?
We're not bad.
What has you up at this hour? What are you up to?
Oh, sure, getting children out to school, you know, the normal. Right.
Getting the lunches made.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, talk to us. Your dad has, this is more common than we thought.
Yeah, he absolutely hates Anton Deck. Like, hates him. If he sees their picture in the paper or sees him on the telly, he's like, turn off those two gob, and I won't finish it. But he calls them. He just can't. He just doesn't see their entertainment value at all. Just, yeah.
It reminds me of, you know, that scene with Father Jack throwing the thing at the telly, going, "Is that never off the air?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they're on everything.
They're on,
like, you've got Britain's Got Talent, you've got I'm a Celebrity, and you've got Anton Deck.
And they're on multi channels between ITV and Virgin Media as well. So there's no escape.
Yep. Lisa, are you like me and Niall? Do you love them? Like,
I love them. I love them. I think they're so good. You know, like, so good, the two of them together. You know, I've watched them since, like, Biker Grove days.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. And like SMTV with Kat Deely. I just love them.
That's it. Yeah. I think they're great, and he just can't. Every time he sees them, he just, like, turn off that. So, yeah.
I don't think they're bothered by it.
No,
they're very
okay.
No,
millions.
They're definitely not with all their money.
Listen, thanks a million for sharing, hun. Travel Mug is yours this morning. Happy Wednesday, alright? Have a good one.
A couple of other quick ones just from Twitter. Firstly, Siobhan says, never forget my mam's dislike of Anthea Turner in the 90s. Again, a hard harmless individual.
Sometimes it's people that are harmless though, yeah, that like bug other people. You're like, why are they so nice?
Yeah, and somebody else says, my mom visibly and audibly shudders if you mention Sigourney Weaver. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, some more coming into us here. Firstly, Brendan was on to us. My granny did not like Tom Cruise at all because he smiles too much and he has a tooth in the middle and that's all she could see.
Brendan, I totally understand and I think your granny is right. I think there's something very suspicious about Tom Cruise. Really? Okay. And I never got the whole, like, I think I only watched Cocktail for the first time a couple of years ago. Don't know what you're talking about. No, don't get it.
Top Gun?
No, I know, Cocktail.
Yeah, but Top Gun.
Yeah, no, I don't get it.
Like the most beautiful man.
No, right. No, he's not the most, no.
Volleyball.
No, no. Not for me. Not for me.
Okay, let's take a couple more. Sabrina was on to us with her thoughts.
My dad used to absolutely hate your man, Bruce Forsyth. He'd be like, oh my God, if I looked like him, I'd rather be dead.
Wow.
Bit dramatic, but that's the way it is.
Just a bit.
It was probably because he had that catchphrase. What did he used to say? Nice to see you. And he used to do it. Yeah. Yes, he used to oppose. Yeah.
Pose.
He even did that when he was doing Strictly with Tess. Like, yeah. And I'd say she was standing there.
He used to be a wrestler.
Bruce Forsyth?
Yeah.
I know he didn't.
I know you think I'm making that up, but I swear to God, I used to wrestle.
He's the same physique as you.
I know. You've never seen me wrestle a show. John was on to us as well. This one's quite funny. The celebrity that your mum or dad irrationally dislikes.
My father hated the sight of Pat Butcher from EastEnders. He said she looked like the honey monster.
I mean, just with Pat Butcher, there's an awful lot going on with the earrings and the
booties.
The boots and the fur and the hair.
Okay, any other...
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
In that situation where you get something a little bit extra or something a little bit different about a food that you might be tucking into some chocolate or some crisps. I know you recently had your lentil crisps excitement. You're still talking about it.
It was a 6-pack and I got an extra one. 7-pack. Didn't pay for it, just extra in there. Yeah. And very recently as well, I had a purple snack. And I didn't know how I felt about this, but afterwards I was like, no, it went well. It was a purple snack, you know, the little ones with the kind of biscuit inside, and it was just a block of chocolate.
Oh, yeah. That's the dream.
Yeah. But at first I was a bit disappointed because I do
you
the whole
your biscuit.
Well, I do the whole like eating around it, and then I realised I didn't have that luxury, but then I just topped off the bar of like solid.
You may as well have bought a Dairy Milk though.
Block. No, it's a different chocolate.
Okay.
I'll get into that another day with you.
Well, we've all relished those amazing moments when we've tucked into our favourite snacks to find something slightly different about them, whether it's a Kit Kat with no wafer. Have you had that one?
Yeah.
A long hula hoop. It's an experience that everyone always remembers. And it was no surprise that when a cinema goer shared their recent experience of finding a solid chocolate Malteser, social media went into meltdown with a huge amount of conversation all about the best snack surprise you've ever found.
Was it just one Malteser ball?
In the pack, yeah.
I wouldn't be mad about that, and I'll tell you why. Controversial. That wouldn't be my favourite chocolate. It's fine with the kind of like...
honeycomb.
Is that what it is? Malteser is honeycomb. Yeah, it's fine with that, but I don't know if I'd want a ball of it. Do you know what I mean? Just like,
Well, the post said, I was at the cinema the other day and I had the magical experience of placing a Malteser in my mouth that was 100% chocolate. I'm not even sure how that could happen at the factory. I've seen photos of giant singular hula hoops and Watsits, and I remember when you'd occasionally get a solidified ball of McCoy's flavouring. That's the best in the crisps, when you get to the ball of flavouring. But what is the best snack surprise you've ever experienced? And people have been sharing their stories, inundated with replies, including, not too long ago I got a quadruple bourbon biscuit.
Ooh.
It was two separate biscuits joined by a layer of bourbon biscuit cream.
Ooh, so it was like four. That's good, isn't it?
Also, another road, I once got 8 mini Jaffa cakes in a pack that should have had 6.
Nice.
I was losing my mind in the school canteen.
See?
So, solid chocolate Kit Kat finger is a common occurrence I've had. Some people have even had a full 4-finger solid, not just one finger.
Okay. Sabrina's been on already.
Yeah.
She's one of the chosen few as well, like me. The block of chocolate in a purple snack, I've gotten it a few times. I was delighted. And very often have gotten 7 bags of Hunky Dory's in a 6-pack.
Whoa.
Whoop. Yeah.
That's the world shining down on you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a
good chosen
day.
You're chosen. Yeah,
right, any updates? What is your all-time snack surprise that really threw you and you were telling people about it for weeks afterwards?
Whoa. Somebody's called you out, Niall.
Oh.
Maltesers are malt balls, not honeycomb. And I totally agree, the chocolate isn't great without the malt.
Okay, thanks for the update. Luke was on. I got a ball of Dorito dust in a pack. Nom.
Oh, none. Just all the dusty bit. All yeah, yeah, nice.
Emer was on to us as well on this one.
Morning, guys. Might not fit in with the snacking, but definitely what used to send me sideways as a kid was for excitement. You know when you go to McDonald's and you order regular fries?
Yeah.
But they were doing the twisty fries at the time. And then you'd get the odd curly fry that managed to make its way into your little bucket of fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, used to send me absolutely sideways and I get so excited.
Just like a little unexpected treat. Mm. And why do they never bring back the curly fries?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why?
Maria is in Carlow. Hello, Maria. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good and we're good.
Now, you have an unusual one for us. Talk to us.
I get it.
Yeah, I suppose it's probably not the one that everyone else loves, but I love when I open a bag of Maltesers and you get a slight hole in the chocolate and it makes the inside of it go all a bit chewy. So when you're eating it, it's more chewy than crunchy.
Yeah.
So yeah, slightly different
It's like a gooey Malteser, but it comes out of nowhere and it really works. Now, you wouldn't want a whole bag of it.
No, definitely not.
One or two. It's a nice little surprise.
Would you not be worried, there's something wrong with that one?
No. You know, it's like what Maria said, the hole.
The hole.
A bit of air got in there.
The hole.
Yeah, made
it's
it chewy.
The hole.
Love it. Have a great day, Mrs. Bye. Bye.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Right, 7 minutes after seven. Okay, talk to me. You've been out and about fondling dogs.
Okay, so I was on the beach in Rosslare on Sunday morning and I was doing a little sea swim and after that
You were just doing a swim. Okay, it was just a swim. That's what they call it, a swim.
I was swimming in the sea, so I was just doing a little sea swim. Anyway, I was sitting on the beach with Eve and Tom and we were chatting and the next minute we heard this guy kind of running down the beach, Paddy, Paddy. And Eve and I were looking around going, who's Paddy? Like, can't see Paddy anywhere.
His granddad or his uncle or something.
Yeah. He'd lost Paddy and he was shouting, Paddy, come back, Paddy. And we were like, oh, where is Paddy? Anyway, the next minute Paddy ran by us. Paddy was a cockapoo.
Okay.
A giant cockapoo. And Paddy was having right crack on his own, in his own lane, not listening to his owner whatsoever. Eventually, the owner caught up with him and he said, Paddy, you've let me down. In front of all these people, you've let me down. And it just struck me that it was such a genius name for a dog. Like, as I said, we expected it to be a human. Paddy was a dog. Great, wonderful, love it. Love human names for pets.
I've always said that. I love a good human name on a pet.
And to see it in action, to see it being used, I don't know, there was something very humorous.
I mean, if you want to call your dog your Rover or, you know, or Fido, that's up to you and I won't judge.
Spot.
But I do love a Trevor or a Keith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it was the first time that I kind of witnessed that real, and it's such an Irish name as well, like Paddy. But it struck me that maybe I wasn't creative enough when I was naming Lola. You know?
I thought Fred was quite a human name. Jessica was more after a character, you know, that kind of way.
But Jessica is a name as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's a lot of leeway with Jessica because it can be Jess and all sorts of things, you know?
Yeah.
So we're looking for human names.
We're looking for human names this morning. You had another variation on this, didn't you?
I saw this tweet last week and I've seen people talk about this because I actually engaged in it there a year or two ago.
Okay.
And it just says that it was somebody out with their two dogs. The dogs were called Rizzo and Angel.
Okay.
And it says, when I was outside with the pups, I realised all the different names I call them. Rizzo is Rizzy Bear, Rizzolini Porcini Mushroom and Mr. Rizzo. Angel is Angel Cakes, Baby Cakes, Princess and Angelica. Jeez. What are your pet's name and then what do you call them? What do you actually call them? Because sometimes, well, often from what I can gather with pet owners, they might have four or five variations for their pet's name. So, for example, I found the original tweet that I had done about Jessica. And I said, my cat's name is Jessica Fletcher, but I call her Jess, Tiger some days.
Okay.
Jessie Poos.
Oh.
And Fletcheroony.
Oh, that's so cute.
So when I come in from work, I go, hey, Fletcheroony, how are you getting on?
Oh.
So that's, I suppose, another question for you. What's your pet's name and what do you actually call him or her?
It's an affectionate thing, isn't it? It's like any of us, like, you know, the way, like, obviously I'm Shona, but my name is shortened or whatever. But Lola is either Lola, Low, or we don't do it as often anymore. But when we first got her and she was a little puppy, we called her Lola Pola Rock and Roller.
So that's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
Lola Pola Rock and Roller. I don't know, she'd so much personality.
Does she answer to Lola Pola Rock and Roller?
Well, I haven't tried it for a long time, but I was so intent on this being a name that could be make
Take
her
off.
A star.
Yeah.
I thought that this was a children's book and I wrote a book about Lola.
Oh, God. Were you a child? Or?
No, I was pregnant on Eve, so I'll blame the hormones. But the worst thing is, right, this is taking a funny turn.
It has gone all sorts.
I wrote the book about Lola and then I sent it to some publishers.
God, yeah, you were in a lull in your life, were you?
I was just waiting for the baby to come out, and I didn't know what was going on. Anyway, I never heard back. No, never heard
anything.
That's
a shame.
Yeah.
Right, human names for your pets.
Yes.
Did you go down that route? What's the best human name you've ever heard for a pet? And if you have a pet, what's your pet's name, but what do you actually call them? How many variations of names do you have for them?
Eat breakfast on Beat 102, 103. The morning,
wake up. Tell you one thing, ask people about their pets.
I do love it though, because sometimes I think people don't feel like they have the opportunity.
I also think people take more pride in their pets than their children.
I am not getting on board with that comment.
I love, my favourite so far, I think, in terms of the human name things for pets, Megan was onto us from Athy. My auntie had a cat called Eric.
Eric is brilliant. It's such a human name.
Yeah. My partner's a cat called Charlie and I call her Charles for fun and jokes. Louise, good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yeah. Oh my God, I love Eddie.
Yeah, he's embracing the farming life.
Tell us, what kind of dog is Eddie?
He's a Cavapoo.
Cavapoo. Oh, he's gorgeous.
Cavapoo. Okay. Yeah.
And where did you come up with the name Eddie?
I don't know. It just came to me one day. I was never going, oh, I'd love a dog called Eddie. He was just... I was surprised with him. My son surprised him with me, so I had no idea about him that I was getting him. I wasn't any way prepared. Aww. And then I had him probably about a week and I was calling him Fergus and then I was calling him Teddy and then it just came to Eddie and I was like, Eddie's brilliant.
It's like when you have a baby, it took you a while to, you didn't know what he looked like.
Let's see the personality first. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there was something about him. He used to give me that look and I was going, you look like an Eddie. I did have to okay it with my brother-in-law because he's called Eddie.
Oh. But,
he's feeling quite proud about it though.
Be a little bit awkward at Christmas when you're roaring, Eddie! Oh, no, not you.
I know. Yeah.
I have to say, he's like a model. Louise, he looks like a little
Everybody said, when I was showing my friends, when I sent him those photos, those particular photos now, they were all, everybody says, like, he just loves the camera. Yeah. He actually poses for the camera. Yeah. And like that's out in my garden, if you like. I just went out one Sunday about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he just posed.
It's very similar to when Niall does a photo shoot. Similar.
Well, we call it blue steel, me and Eddie.
Yeah.
You know? You got it. You either have it or you don't.
Thanks so much, Louise. Have a great day. And bye.
Let me read for the other messages. Morning to Richie. Bumped into Richie in the supermarket yesterday. How are you, sir?
Hi, Richie.
Sent this picture of our Luna. We call her Luna Balls and Luna Tick.
Oh, gorgeous.
And he says we also have a cat. We call her Kathleen. Brilliant.
That's gold.
Yeah.
Love that.
Also, Anne-Marie was on. My doggy is called Chester. It's not your typical Irish name, but Holly Willoughby has a child called Chester.
Yes.
I just think it's very cute and really suits him. He's a mix between a Bichon and a Shih Tzu.
That always reminds me of Hollyoaks. Isn't that where Hollyoaks
Chester
is set?
Yeah, you're right. Joe says we have a dog called Bailey, but we call him Bailey Balls. Also, getting a pig when I get the shed sorted, and I'm going to call him Kevin after
Kevin
Bacon.
Kevin the pig. Oh,
Kevin
brilliant.
Bacon.
Yeah, that's like when we had a crow here in work. We called him Russell Crowe.
Yeah, it's great. Let's take a couple of quick messages on this. Firstly, Ian has been on to us this morning. And as we know, Ian has a zoo.
All right, lads, morning. I have to use my real phone now. Not a phone. Broke. But, Siri, Ruben, Oberon, and Puss and Jussels. Cyril Johnson, when he come home and leave the diamonds. Oberon, I call him Bron Oakster. I don't know why. And then Ruben, I just call him Ruben Carter. But I do have other little names, but they're about the ones that I use most of the time. Like, her name is Siri, but I always call her Cyril Johnson for some reason. And she answers to that the whole time. Oh, I love it. Have a fantastic day, lads.
Thank you, Ian.
You too, mister. Thanks so much.
And we'll hear from Catherine as well on this one.
Good morning, guys. Happy Tuesday. I used to have two Westies. Unfortunately, they're no longer with me. They were called Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie was first, and then when myself and my now ex-husband wanted to get another dog, we got another Westie, and he wanted to call it Hamish, and I was like, no, it has to be Clyde, because we have a Bonnie. So, hence, Bonnie and Clyde.
Have a good day.
Oh, you too, Mrs. Thanks so much.
Okay, look, I accept that maybe, you know, there's a bit of interest in this morning. Raymond was on and he says, never mind your dog's names. How can you brush over the fact that Sho wrote a book? Read it out on air, please. Well, it's lucky you asked me that, Raymond, because I do have the sole copy in Ireland of The Adventures of Lola Pola, Rock and Roller, right here in front of me. Ready for this, Killian?
I went into my Yahoo account. That's where it was saved as an attachment. Yeah. And like, look, I will say to you before you read it out, because there's going to be a huge amount of interest in this. I can feel it, right? And I will say this to you. If you are a loyal Beat Breakfast listener and you would like to get your hands on a copy of this, I'm sure I can arrange to have it printed. And
$5.99.
And bound.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to read the first paragraph, and then you can let us know if you're gripped by it, if you're sucked in. Okay, so we get a little bit of music, maybe.
Just read the title and who the author as well. Please.
There's no author on it. I wouldn't put my name to it either. It just says The Adventures of Lola Pola, Rock and Roll. Yeah, you're claiming it's for children.
It is for children.
On a cold December night, the Kenny family welcomed a tiny, fluffy, scared, and inquisitive little puppy into their lives. She was so tiny that they were almost afraid to pick her up. But Mom, Dad, Daisy and Kean brought her home, gave her a cuddle and told her they would mind her forever. And they meant it. You see, they had thought long and hard before they got the puppy.
Yeah.
They knew that it was the biggest job to take on.
Yes.
Because puppies were lovely. But they also needed lots of minding. Isn't that as powerful stuff?
You'd want to get
Cecilia
to the twist.
Cecilia Hearn crapping herself right now.
You would want to get to the twist in this story.
There's a twist.
Does anybody else want to know more? Stay where you are. Here till 10.
We'll do another paragraph later. If
do one paragraph every half an hour. Wake up
in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Sho. Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How's things now?
Good.
Right, take us back. We're talking 02, 03 probably.
Pop Stars was on the telly on a Sunday night.
Yeah. I'm trying to think back on what year it was, but I was only small. But not too small. But my auntie brought me, it was south in Tramore at the time.
Mm.
And six were only kind of new enough to the scene.
Yeah.
And they were playing down there, so we went down and watched them playing down there.
Let's just all take a moment, Nicole. Take us back.
Classic, Irish classic. They didn't last very long, six, unfortunately. They only had about two or three singles.
Two songs.
Yeah,
I don't think they lasted long after that time that we had seen them, but I remember being up on my auntie's shoulders outside waiting for them to come out. There was a big rush to try and see them, and I think we seen them, we tried to follow them, but it didn't really work.
Yeah. And did you have a favourite in six?
I don't think I had a particular favourite. I think I was kind of obsessed with all of them.
Okay.
Nicole, can you actually name all six members of six?
Oh God, not now. The one person that I actually can't think of all their names now.
Okay. Liam.
If you had asked me about maybe even 10 years ago, then I'd tell you.
I think I can do it.
Okay, go.
Liam, Kyle, Andy, Sarah, Emma, and then the girl who's the politician in Cork.
Limerick. Sinead.
Oh, Sinead.
Shepherd,
Sinead.
Yeah.
Sinead Shepherd, that's it. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, Sinead was the one that always used to pop into my head.
Okay.
There you go.
Love it. Listen,
good
thanks
times.
For chatting to us
thanks,
this morning.
Man.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Hi, Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good, we're good.
Take us back now. You were small, were you? You were about seven?
I was only about six or seven, maybe. My sister Laura brought me to my first S Club 7 concert, and I was hysterical at it. Rachel Stevens waving down me the front row. That was the best thing to sliced bread.
Yeah.
Can you remember what you wore?
I actually can, because my mother has a photo of me. I'm wearing like jeans. She sewed S Club 7, the letters going down my jeans leg.
Amazing.
A pink tank top with S Club 7 going across it in like diamonds, and S Club 7 painted down my arms, stickers, everything. I was a bomb.
You were stunning.
Bomb.
Go on.
The great thing about this, Sarah, is this was a great childhood memory, but you decided to recreate
it
at the age of 29 last October.
Yes, girl.
last October that I dragged my husband with me. Just, he wasn't pleased, but he loved it. He did.
Oh my God. He was the man just standing there while everyone was dancing around him, or did he get involved?
I think he was one of like three or four husbands in the whole crowd I could see, and he just kind of like standing there, and I was trying to make him dance and everything, and it wasn't happening, but he secretly loved it.
How could you not? Now, the only thing is, Sarah, I will tell you, on this very show a couple of weeks ago, Reach lost Cheese or No Cheese, which I was very upset about. You obviously weren't listening that morning, were you?
Probably not, no.
I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with S Club. They're still as important
no,
as they
I
were.
I still love them.
Yeah.
When I have my, they're in my playlist on my Amazon thing, and I still play them for everyone.
Love it.
I still love them.
Listen, thanks a million for chatting to us this morning. S Club forever.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day. Cheers. Right, let's go through a couple of other quick ones on this. Tina was on. This one should impress you, Killian.
Good morning, Beat. How are we? Tina here. My first concert was Michael Jackson in Páirc Uí Chaoimh in 1988. I was 12. I was delighted with myself going off with the stonewashed jeans with the bad picture on it, and I had the sweatbands and the t-shirt, and I thought I'd be the only person wearing this outfit. It was the bad tour. My dad's friend was bringing his son, and sure, he rocked up wearing exactly the same thing, and I was disgusted.
Oh, no way.
I was there. How did he even think of wearing this fantastic outfit? But it was brilliant.
Nikki says, my first concert was the Saturdays when they came to playing Una's hometown in Thurles at the Greyhound track back in 2012. Very Irish. I was 11 years old and I just stood in shock the whole night that they were actually real.
Yeah.
They were real.
See?
Girls.
Yeah, it's a moment. Mm.
Rowena, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Now, big around the same time as the Saturdays was JLS, a legendary boy band coming from X Factor. You were a big fan back in the day, is that right?
I was, yeah.
It was your first gig. How did you win the tickets?
I remember it was a break from school and the whole school was in town, and the Beat were doing competition outside McDonald's in the middle of town.
Okay.
So we had to run in and find a particular worker named like Anne or something.
Oh, okay.
And the first legendary staff member.
So you just had to go into Anne. Yeah.
And you had to find her. The first three people to find her had to sing off on the radio. So it was me, my older sister, and one of the girls from my year. So we had an hour to prepare and we wanted to come back and sing on the radio, and I won.
You won.
What do you mean you had an hour to prepare? Like, what did you, warm up your vocal cords?
They were like, okay, you've got an hour now, pick a JLS song, you have an hour to go and get ready, like, you know.
So what did you do? Like, sit out in John Robert Square practicing your harmonies or what?
Oh no, like we separated. Like I wasn't with my sister, I was with my friends.
Serious?
And the other girl was separate. Oh, we couldn't let each other hear our songs and stuff.
You were a soloist, like you did this on your own. You went up to Anne and you sang.
God. I was like 12, yeah.
Okay.
I remember I was wearing my Christmas hat and everything.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. Okay, let's take
everybody
us back.
Together.
One
for the road.
Now, Rowena. Everybody in love. Have we caused you to
PTSD?
Yeah, PTSD to that
moment.
Oh my
God! Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're really sorry about that. We'll do something for you. We'll give you a Beat water bottle just to kind of. It's not a JLS ticket now,
nope.
But you know.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, that's fine.
She's more fine. Rowena, you're a star. Thanks for chatting us
this
morning.
Have a good day and bye-bye.
Okay, one last one for now. Eva was on to us in Tip. And just gather yourself.
Okay.
She still hasn't gotten over it.
Morning, Beat. Lads, you're bringing back some fair memories this morning. Oh, my God. RDS, 31st of October. Bon Jovi concert. I was 14, pushed my way up to the stage just to see that leather waistcoat, the medallions, the hairy chest. Oh, I can still see him. He was gorgeous. Oh, John Bon Jovi. Ah, lads, I needed some bad medicine after that, I tell you. Take care, guys.
Eva, you're a legend.
Oh my God, she's hysterical. I love her. The medallions.
Right, your dilemma next.
Wake up with your mates.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
So, very briefly, there's a new TikTok theory that has taken the social media app by storm. It's called the eldest daughter syndrome, and it resonated hard with plenty of those reading it. Anita Rani has spoken about undergoing an awakening. She's a doctor and she's discussed the impact of being the firstborn daughter in a family and the repercussions birth order might have on a woman later in life. She says that the eldest daughter often becomes the protector of the family, can grow up feeling like a little adult, and years later those feelings can manifest as being a grown up who thinks it's your responsibility to fix everyone and everything around you. It's interesting. I would say my eldest sister is a bit like that. She very much like there was 9 years between us, so she would have helped to kind of rear me and being another mammy in herself.
Yeah, I suppose you assume that role if like smaller kids come along after you, but like in my house there was only the two of us, like, and there's 5 years between myself and Davey, but I certainly would have taken on that role, and I still consider myself to be, you know, in that position, because like I'm the one that says, reminds him when there's a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Or like I'll still sign his name on cards even though he's in Barcelona. I'm like, you know, happy birthday mum, lots of love, show Tom, even Davey, like, you know, that's my job.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it had a negative impact on me.
No, but I do think that there's a good point there about being, you do have a protector instinct about you.
I do. Yeah.
Which she says is very much of the eldest sister.
And I wouldn't have considered that that's where it came from. I just thought I was a bit of a
nurturer. Nice.
Yeah.
It may not come as a shock. It may not come as a big surprise to people. But I am the baby.
Oh, really?
I am the baby. They went 3 times and then finally they got me and they stopped because it's perfection. They got it right. A product of perfection, and I am everything that you would expect a baby to be. I'm loud. I announce myself in a room.
You do.
I want the attention.
You do.
I loved being the baby, you know, because I do think the baby gets spoiled.
Yeah, and like, yeah, you were the last little boy as well.
Yes.
It was like, you know, you were a big deal around town, basically.
I surely was. Shanine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, you're an eldest sibling, is that right?
I am. I'm the oldest of 5 girls.
Oh, Shanine. Now, come here. You know us. We're your mates. This is a safe space. Let us know, how has this impacted on your life, Shanine?
I was never allowed to do anything. I was grounded. I was never allowed out. And yeah, your one's totally right. Like, we do all have that mother and nature. I think it's different for girls who are older than males that are older.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but I think like women are more inclined to, like, you know, help mommy clean up, help mommy do this, help mommy babysit and all. And then you have the little precious last child.
Ah, yeah, that's me.
That's Niall.
The little precious one there, Niall, sitting there gloating with himself like a rat. Never had to lift a finger or do anything.
No.
Got all the best clothes and all the best phones. And
no, yeah, that's not completely true now, getting all the best clothes. I definitely got hand-me-downs. Because when you come later, you do get the hand-me-downs.
Yeah, but I bet you got whatever you wanted.
On occasion, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he also is the person. Now, I can't say it because I kind of am this person in my house, but he's also the person on Christmas Day, like, that he calls himself the entertainment. So he doesn't do anything. He just sits in the corner and, like, you know.
I'll tell great stories.
Yeah. He doesn't lift a finger.
Well, the eldest one is getting the black bag shoved out there. Go pick up the wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Go do that.
Yeah.
Pick up after the precious one.
Yeah.
You see, now, other people are saying to us, Shanine, that when it comes to the eldest, actually your parents don't really know what they're doing yet. And
no, you're ignorant going in on your first.
Yeah, I know. 100%. So basically maybe you didn't have the rules that the ones that came after you, because they learned a lot through you.
Oh yeah, they just threw all the rules at the oldest people. Like, it was like, no, you're grounded. No, you're not. No, don't even talk. Don't talk unless you're spoken to. Don't do this. Don't do that. You just weren't allowed to do anything. Like, if you wanted to go to a disco, no, you're not going. But then you see your siblings and they're all going to discos and they're allowed to wear makeup. I still to this day, I can't put makeup on because, you know, I just wasn't allowed it. Just, no, you're not allowed it, and that's it.
And what
so
was,
I still use my hand to plaster makeup on.
What was the difference between you and, say, your youngest sister? Like, what did she get away with?
So there's 4 of them younger than me, and they were allowed to do whatever they wanted. If there was an argument, I was always blamed for it.
Oh,
but then I always kind of found when they got in trouble, I always kind of was like, no, it was me. I always kind of took the blame as well for them.
Oh, that's cute.
So, you know, I did protect them, like. So, but yeah, I know.
And come here now, you've got kids yourself now, Shanine.
I do.
Do you think you've given the eldest the hardest time?
Oh, definitely. Oh, 100%.
No. History repeating.
But no, I try not to. Yeah. I try not to. But, like, she's great. Like, yeah. Especially with her younger brother. Like, and of course, after three girls, we had a boy, and he's the baby. He is the precious one, like you and I. Ah.
Some peas in a pod, me and your young lads. Listen, Janine, brilliant chat to you. Thanks
so
much.
Have a great day, missus.
Talk to you soon.
Bye,
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 bye, bye. Right, let me give a few other quick thoughts. Jennifer was on. I was the youngest for 13 years until my mum got pregnant. Biggest surprise. It did change me in the best way. I was like a second mom to my baby brother. Aww. And we're still the best of friends now all these years later, and it made me the person I am today. I chose childcare as a career, and I've gone on to be a carer. So really,
oh, that's
for
a really
her.
Sweet story.
Let's take a few voice notes on this. Donna was on.
I have two younger sisters and two older sisters, and I'm bang in the middle, and I class myself as the black sheep of the family. Yeah, that's just the way it is.
Killian, you're in the middle as well.
Somewhat, yeah. I'm third out of four.
Okay.
So I was the baby for 7 years. Oh. I was the baby.
And 7 years, that, like, that's a long stint. Yeah. That's a, like, you're comfortable in your role. Yeah. You know who you are.
Yeah, I did. I was spoiled. I was. And we had such the perfect family. We used to, like, Dad used to go racquetball, and we'd go swimming lessons and stage school and Irish dancing. And then Owen came along 7 years later and ruined everything. And now he's the baby. And it's so hard to comprehend because I was in that spot once.
Yeah.
I always say to Mammy, I'm the real baby.
You were the OG.
I am the OG baby. But it's tough, yeah. Hand me downs, everything. Mm. And Owen just gets, like, you know,
whatever
brand
he wants.
New Carlo kit, he gets it.
Lexi was on to us from Piltown.
I'm the oldest in the family, right? And I really wanted to stay in the baby because, like, I wouldn't have had a whole entire room for myself. None of my stuff would be getting broken constantly. I'd be spoiled, which I already am, anyways. But, like, if I was. And in time we do go off, I'll be able to bring every single last one of my friends.
And one more, Trisha has some thoughts too.
I'm the youngest of six in my house, and I definitely feel that I got away with some amount of messing and being out later and being allowed to go further from home and stuff than my older siblings. There's four girls and two boys. Definitely my eldest sister, she's second of the kids, but she's my eldest sister. She says that I got away with blue murder compared to them. They weren't, herself and the next one to her was a girl as well. They weren't allowed to go to certain estates. They had to be in by a certain time. They wouldn't have gotten away with giving cheek and all the different things that I apparently got away with. So yeah, they have a bee in their bonnet about me getting away with stuff. But I definitely do see as well that I got away with far more than what they did. They were like the trial kids. And by the time it came to me, after six kids, I'd say my parents had lost the will to fight. I just got away with a lot more. I have four kids now, so I reckon my payback is coming at some point.
Because you'd be tired, wouldn't you?
Oh, after
say?
Six, imagine.
You'd be like, ah, sure, look at. Right.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Boozy. And that's a bar song, tipsy at Beat 102.
You don't have to say it like that.
I think you
Shaboozy.
Do. Shaboozy. What a name.
Yeah.
Right, it's 11 after 9. So we had a chat in the office last week. I won't name names on this, right? But we have a colleague who has finally caught up with 2024. Slow hand clap. Because they finally got Revolut. And I thought Shona Lyons was the last person in Ireland to get Revolut.
Whatever.
That was about 2 years ago. But our colleague now finally signed up and delighted with themselves. And it just got us thinking about maybe those trends, those fads, those things that everybody else seemed to be on before you.
And then when you finally get there, you want to tell everybody about it.
As if it's brand new.
And everyone is like, yeah, that's great for you. I mean, we've been here for a while now.
That's kind of our whole life, isn't it? You telling me something that happened 48 hours ago that I saw, you know, or a cool meme.
From 2 years ago.
Saw that, quite a few months ago. So we want to ask you this morning, what were you late to the trend? What were you late to? That everybody else seems to be on before you. 0851029103. And we have been out and about. We've sent our reporters Guiva Power and Lily Kennedy. They spoke to some people in the colleges all about the things that they relate to the trends.
Have you ever been late to the table with a trend or something that everyone else has been doing for a long time and you just never got around to it? Well, today I asked my friends at Maynooth University what trends they were late to.
So whenever Adidas Superstars, the shoes were very, very popular, I just remember like not having a pair. Like everyone and their mother had a pair, but I just didn't get any. And then I remember I got a pair for my birthday, and as soon as I got a pair of Superstars, they were out of trend.
Aww. When TikTok first became popular, I was refusing to download it. I didn't want another app on my phone, another distraction. But then by the time lockdown came around, everybody was on it and I was so bored I had to crack and download it.
I'd say like Stranger Things.
Friends Don't Lie.
Like I remember when that became popular years ago and I like never watched it, didn't have an interest at all. And then only like a few months ago I started watching it and I've watched like all of the seasons and I'm obsessed with it on another level. But I feel like I missed like the whole hype about it.
In a fashion sense, I was quite late to the trend with buying Adidas Sambas. I feel like everyone kind of bought them last summer and wore them throughout the summer. I held off on it for a while and then just ended up like ripping the band-aid off and buying them for Christmas.
I was probably late to Instagram because all my friends got in 2015, some in 14, they would have been like 10. I only got in 2018.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
One thing that I found that I was late to the table with was the use of phones. When I went into secondary school, it felt like I was the only one without a phone and it was almost felt like it was trendy to have one. Obviously with this made me going home saying to my parents I'd like one, so I suppose I was a bit late to that trend.
Have you ever been late to the table with a trend or something that everyone has been talking about for a long time and you just never got around to it?
TikTok. I'm a bit afraid to, because anyone that I know uses TikTok, they spend too many hours on each day.
Well, I was late to listening to Noah Can. I was like, no, he's just a country singer. I was like, that's not a bit of me, but it actually is a bit of me.
There's a little sample of what people are saying regarding being late to the table with certain trends. If there's anything you want to share with us, we want to hear it. 0851029103. Now, stand by. Show has some revelations.
Oh, what's new? So, my first one is not going to be a surprise to anybody. And I think there are lots of people that got on the train late to Married at First Sight, particularly MAFS Australia. And then when anyone comes on board, they're like, how did I not discover this earlier? Now, you're both staring blankly at me, but
certain subset of society.
It is. You're the only person I know on the entire planet that watches that I know.
Maths or no maths to 0851029103. It's the breakfast battle of a Wednesday morning. Now, the second thing that I was very late to the table at, and I will put my hand on my heart and say I just love this, as it changed my life, and I believe it was a trend at some point, and that is the toasted sandwich bags that you get.
Oh, for God's sake.
Granny had those.
Hang on a second.
Like 2007.
Well, I think they've made a comeback, and I am all over that trend. And you'll find them in the aisle in Aldi at the back where the bread is, and they're $2.99, and you get 50 uses out of each bag. And I tell you, I've got my money's worth, lads. Mm. And there's nothing like a sandwich that comes out of one of those little bags. Mm. You tell me otherwise, and I will bring it to my house and I will make you one
myself.
Not quite
a trend, though, is it?
Toasted sandwich bags, definitely a trend.
No,
anybody else?
I don't
toasted
hear a buzz about them, toasted, apart from you.
Toasted sandwich bags or no toasted sandwich bags? So 0851029103. Honestly, I think that is a trend that I just discovered late in life, and for the most part, changed my life, changed how I viewed sandwiches. Niall, all
okay.
Right,
okay,
there you go.
Okay, 0851029103. What trend were you late to the table with? The trends that you were late to the table with, Emer. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
You take your time.
What are you up to?
I'm actually happy on loudspeaker. I'm just on my way off for a morning out with my toddler.
Your toddler.
Oh,
lovely.
Very good. Where are you going?
You're so nosy.
We're just going to a regular toddler morning of ours, so he plays away for 2 hours.
Oh, Emer, and you get to drink coffee and eat biscuits, hopefully.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's it, girl. That's what it's all about.
Now, we are lucky that we are speaking to you this morning, because you were one of the last people in Ireland to get a decent smartphone. Is that right?
Oh, I could nearly put money on it that I was, yeah.
Well, my dad is still out there. His name is Phil, and he is one of the last few remaining members of the Nokia 3310 club. So you let it go. You moved on.
Oh, yeah, finally moved on. So it was back in probably about 2015, 2016, I'd say. Yes, it was actually that thing. Yep. And my college friend at the time She still snags me to this day for hearing the kick, 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 kick in the middle of the lecture hall of being on my phone when everyone else would be snagging me on their phone. Yeah. And I just remember at the time, I was quite content with my Nokia Blackie. Like, I didn't run for nothing. I was happy, you know? I was fine.
And the charge lasts about a week.
Yeah. Pardon?
The charge lasts for about a week.
Oh, yeah. Like, you couldn't go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing as well is you go on a night out, you could bounce it around the streets, throw it up in the air, it'd still come home in one piece. So what were you like when you had the smartphone for the first time? You had all these apps, all this new age stuff. Did it blow your mind?
Yeah, it really blew my mind, you know, and I don't know why I thought for so long, you know, that I was fine. I really should have got one a long time before I did. Okay. I was missing out. I really was, to be fair.
You were. Listen, you enjoy toddler morning, okay?
Thanks, Emer. Have a good day, Ian.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Right, a lot of talk about your toaster bags.
Yeah, you see. I told you.
It's a hot topic.
Yeah.
Ross was onto us.
Them toaster sandwich bags, unbelievable. A game changer. Yeah. When it comes to chocolate waffles, stuff that you don't want to disintegrate into the toaster.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
And also the slow cooker liners and the roasting turkey bags. But sure, you can use them for anything. You can use them for beef, chicken. Complete game changer. Very late to the party with them, though, I was. But yeah, 100% show. 100%. You do get your money's worth. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
James is on as well. He says, one of the trends, I still don't know how it became a trend. The slow cooker. It took a while before we got one into our house. You have a slow cooker?
No.
Do you have an air fryer?
No.
No. And Joe says, never mind your sandwich bag show, get a Breville maker, like one of the proper toasted sandwiches.
I've never heard of a Breville maker. Yeah. I know what a proper toasted sandwich maker is, and I don't want one of them because I know what they're like. I guarantee you, lads, you put the toasted sandwich maker up against the toasted sandwich bags and it doesn't compare. There's no comparison. On Friday, I'm going to bring them in. I'm going to make everyone let's call it Toasty Friday.
I like the sound of that. Yeah. Nice one. Cheat codes. It's called Shed a Light. We certainly have shone a light this morning. A whole new aspect to shows on-air delivery. And I totally missed this. I don't know if you picked up on it.
Just for a second, right? Did you ever come out with something, right? Did a word or a phrase ever come out of your mouth, right? Mm. And then, the second that it comes out, you're like, what was that?
Yeah.
I didn't, that's not me.
So in case you missed it, Ross gave us a little voice note there with his points on it, and show had something to add.
You do get your money's worth.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man. One more time.
You do get your money's worth.
Thanks, man.
You sound like Bart Simpson.
I am fairly confident that in all my years on Earth, I've never said thanks, man, to anybody.
What is she? What have you done with Shona?
Oh, my God.
Thanks, man. Right.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.